Welcome to Tool Time. I am your host, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al Borland. Thank you, Al. Okay, today's first segment is about stuff that stuck.
And we're not talking about Tim gluing his head to a table. We're talking about those pesky nails, screws, and bolts that get stuck and seem impossible to remove.
That's right. Okay. Problem? Got a mangle head of a screw here. Now, the screwdriver will not fit in the slot. Oh, mon Dieu, how will I finish building the bridge?
Solution? Use your hacksaw to cut a new slot at a right angle to the old one.
Perfect. Screwdriver fits. Now we finish the bridge, voila! All right, problem? The nail head is too deep to remove with a claw hammer.
Oh, mon Dieu, how's I build the windmill?
Solution, use your trusty cat's paw. You simply pound it with your hammer, making sure that the cat's paw go underneath the nail head. Then just pull.
Let's move on to Al's tricycle.
Actually, this is my father's tricycle. I hope someday to hand it down to my child.
Aww. Problem? Doing the refurbishing, you find out some bolts are rusted shut. That is a real problem.
Solution? Use a little penetrating oil on the rusty area.
Should work perfect every time.
You're bending it.
When they're really stuck like this, you could use a little heat to help out. Hold on.
Well, if you're going to use a lot of heat, wipe off the excess. You've completely destroyed my tricycle.
Well, look at there. The bolt came free. It's no longer a problem.
Now, what do you think?
Make that last year.
Yeah.
My turn? Oh, what stinks.
Braden, it's still my turn.
No, it's not.
Wait a second, it's my turn.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, guys, come on, knock it off. Mark, get in the shower. Brad, wait your turn. Randy, go somewhere and dry off. Gosh, what does that smell?
Brad.
New plan. Brad, you're next. Use lots of soap.
Yes, ma'am.
38, 39. 221, 222, 223.
In your dream.
225. You know, you should be thankful I work out every day. What are the boys yelling about?
Oh, it's the shower again. Could you go out there in 5 minutes and pull Brad out and shove Mark in?
I can't. I'm ready to take a shower myself.
No. I have an early class. I have to go first.
No, you know my routine. I wake up. Go to the bathroom, exercise, take a shower, go eat, go back to the bathroom.
Can't you change your routine for one day?
Well, then it wouldn't be my routine, would it?
Well, your routines are starting to get very annoying.
I don't complain about your routine.
I don't have the luxury of a routine. I have to stay flexible so I can deal with everybody else's problems.
So being flexible is your routine.
Tim, why can't you just eat breakfast and then shower?
If I eat breakfast early, I'll be hungry when I get to work. Then I'll have a snack and I'll push lunch way back.
So?
Come on, follow me here. If I push lunch back, I won't eat dinner till late. I'll go to bed bloated. I'll feel uneasy, won't sleep. I'll be too tired to go to work in the morning. Al will have to do tool time. Ratings will plummet. We'll lose the show, lose our jobs, lose our money, lose our house, be in a cardboard box of the freeway. If you think taking a shower is worth that...
Oh, just go! So then, Tim spent 20 minutes in the shower and another 10 minutes powdering, spraying, and clipping. Would I marry a man or a poodle?
You should see Harry in the bathroom. On second thought, nobody should have to see that.
It was so frustrating. By the time that I got to school and found a parking place, I missed half my class.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, hi, Marge.
Hi, Dolores.
Hey, Marge.
So what's going on?
Oh, we're just doing a little husband bashing.
Sorry I'm late. I have the beef dip.
Okay.
Speaking of dips, I was just talking about Tim. I have got to find a way to make him more flexible.
You've got about as much chance of that as Marge digesting the beef dip!
Oh, boy. I'm dead.
Oh, listen, if Tim is anything like Bob, he'll never change. Every night it's the same thing. 7 o'clock, where's the food? 7:05, you call that food? 7:15, why'd you let me eat so much food?
Tim does all that, and then he opens his pants, sticks out his gut, and belches.
Nobody is more set in his ways than Harry. Every Saturday night at 11:30, after the sports report, he wakes me up and asks the same question. You want to do it?
And they say romance is dead.
Been that way for 25 years. I wish he could be a little more spontaneous and skip a Saturday every once in a while.
Okay, well, I guess you both have it worse than I do.
Oh, no, you've got it worse. You're trying to start a new career and Tim keeps screwing it up.
Oh, it's only half a class.
Today, next thing you know, it'll be half a semester. The older men get, the more their routines take over your life.
Your friend's right. By the time they're his age, every minute of your day revolves around them.
No good, it's 12 o'clock. Where's my lunch? Where's my water? Where's my pill?
Where's my life?
I can't believe I've been in college for 35 years. But all I have to do is finish the very last sentence of my dissertation, and I'll finally get my doctorate.
Doctor? Are you taking me to the doctor?
I'm not taking you to the doctor. I'm trying to get my doctorate.
Who's going to take me to the doctor?
Nobody. You're not sick. Except in the head. Huh? Now let me work. The president of the university is going to be here any second.
Is he a doctor? I hope so.
Oh, no. He's coming here to pick up my dissertation.
Why don't you just take it to him?
Because I have to be here to make your lunch and help you to the bathroom.
Why don't you just feed me lunch in the bathroom?
Better yet, I'll lock you in the bathroom.
Grouchy old biddy.
What did you say?
Who remembers?
Yeah.
Where's my lunch?
Oh, go make it yourself. I need a few minutes of peace and quiet to get this done.
Mom, Randy won't let me finish my shower. You've been in there for 35 years. And you still stink.
Will you guys stop it? Aren't you ever gonna grow up?
I gotta tell you, it's not looking real appealing.
Well, I got something to eat, no thanks to you.
Oh, just what you need, prunes.
Is it hot? Are you hot? I'm hot. It's so hot. I hate being hot.
Hey,
This is it? No, this isn't it.
Tim, don't, no!
Those are really good prunes. Where is the bathroom? Sometimes.
I was one sentence away from graduating, and you used page 56 of my dissertation to wipe your drool.
Stop hitting me. You're mad at me because of something I did to you in a dream?
Dreams are a window into our subconscious.
Well, close the window and go back to bed.
Tim, this is important. I dread that your stupid routines ruined my life. Your 12 o'clock lunch, your exercise.
What you call stupid routines, I call self-discipline.
What you call self-discipline, I call obsession.
What you call obsession, I call structure.
What you call structure, I call neurotic compulsion.
What you call neurotic compulsion, I call what I said the first thing.
Tim, I'm really upset about this.
Is there any way we could talk about this in the morning? If I don't get enough sleep, I won't be able to do my exercise in the morning.
There you go again. I don't care about your idiotic exercise.
Oh, you say that now. When you're 75 and all your friends are burying their husbands, I'll still be fit and virile.
You're not fit and virile now.
Make jokes, will you? You'll be whistling a different tune, and all those widows are pinching my buns of steel.
I'm home from school. Tim, I can't get my backpack off.
Don't worry, honey. Your fit and virile husband will give you a hand. Easy does it, old girl. So, how was school today?
I don't know. I never got there. By the time I got dressed and put my backpack on, school was over.
Well, how much time did you give yourself to get ready?
Well, I put my sweater on last Tuesday. I buttoned it Wednesday. I remembered I forgot my underwear Thursday. And then I had to start all over again. Let's face it, Tim. I'm a broken down old hag, and you're a perfect physical specimen.
But it's not too late, honey. Just start a routine like mine. 50,000 push-ups. A little weight training. You can even do it around the house. Just lift with your legs.
Oh, you are an inspiration. I don't know how you've stayed with me after the way I've let myself go.
It's just the kind of guy I am.
There are thousands of younger, sexier women who would be thrilled to have you.
And I'd be thrilled to have them. But no matter how pathetic you look, no matter how fabulous I look, I'll never leave you.
Oh, God bless you and your routine.
Well, we got a great show for you today, right, Al?
Yes, we do. Although Binford won't allow Tim to do any more shows involving power. Yesterday's electrical accident was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I thought it was your mom that broke the camel's back.
I really think it's time you stop making fun of my mother.
Well, yeah? Why?
Because she's been dead for 25 years!
Making fun of your mother's a staple here at Tool Time. The audience response has always been huge. Of course, not as huge as your...
All right, that's it. I quit.
You can't quit. 10 more years, you qualify for health insurance.
Dad, I'm not falling for that one again.
Timmy?
What?
Could I have Al's lines?
No.
Well, then I quit, too.
Go ahead. I'm not changing Tool Time. The audience loves Tool Time just the way it is. Right, audience?
We haven't liked the show in 20 years.
Why do you show up every day?
It's part of our routine.
Hey, Wilson?
Well, hidey-ho there, studly neighbor.
Today at Tool Time, Al and Heidi quit. Do you have any words of wisdom for me?
Well, Tim, nothing of any significance. I've been giving you advice for so many decades, I'm at the bottom of the barrel. How about this? More fun than a barrel of monkeys.
That doesn't help me very much.
A monkey see, monkey do.
You gotta do better than this. I mean, getting advice from you is one of my routines.
Well, it's your routine to suck me dry.
Come on, you gotta have something out there.
Well, let's try this one on for size. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She got sick of your routine, and I did too.
Honey, Wilson turned into a shoe. Al and Heidi quit, but good riddance to all of them. At least I got you. Jill?
Help!
Jill?
Help! Jill.
I can't hear. The table's on you. Here. Remember, you always live with your legs, honey. Oh.
I tried to be as disciplined as you, but I failed. I only hope my untimely and tragic death won't interfere with your routine.
Jill! Jill, wake up! Jill!
Jill. Oh, no, no. No,
Tim.
No.
Tim, wake up. You're having a bad dream.
Jill. Wow. What a dream.
What?
You were dead.
Dead?
Squashed under the coffee table. Heidi and Al left the show. And Wilson turned into Mother Goose. I'm gonna take a shower.
3 o'clock in the morning?
You get an early class tomorrow. This way I can be a little more flexible. I go to the bathroom at 3, shower at 3:10, breakfast at 3:25, back in the bathroom at 3:45.
Tim, it's the same routine. You're just on London time. Back to bed.
Well, gotta figure out a way to be more flexible with this, you know?
Well, it would be great.
Boy, I don't want to end up like I was in that dream.
Was that bad?
It's horrible. Oh, boy. You were gone. Everybody I cared about was gone. I was all alone. I was terrific looking, but I was all alone.
What did I look like?
No, I really didn't get a good look at you. Do you remember that old woman in the Waltons? Can you believe this? 106 years old, and look how good we look.
I don't feel a day over 90.
Well, teeth in or out tonight? Okay. Now, problem? All right. Problem?
And we're not talking about...